In verse 12 through 19, I'm going to read once, and our brother will read in English once.
我转灯过来，要看是谁发声与我说话。既转过来，就看见七个金灯台，灯台中间有一位好像人子，身穿长衣，直垂到脚，胸间束着金带，他的头与发皆白，如羊，如白羊毛，如雪。 眼目如同火焰，脚好像在炉中，锻炼光明的铜，声音如同重水的声音。他右手拿着七星，从他口中出来一把两刃的利剑，面貌如同烈日放光。我一看见，就扑倒在他脚前，像死了一样。他用右手按着我说：“不要惧怕，我是首先的。” 我是末后的，又是那存活的。我曾死过，现在又活了，直活到永永远远，并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。所以你要把所看见的和现在的事，并将来必成的事都写出来。Revelation
chapter 1, verse 12. Then I turned to see the voice that was speaking with me, and having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. And in the middle of the lampstands, I saw one like the Son of Man, clothed in a robe reaching to the feet, and girded across his chest with a golden sash. His head and his hair were white like a white wool, like a snow, and his eyes were like a flame of fire. His feet were like burnished bronze, and when it had been made to glow in the furnace. And his voice was like the sound of many waters. In his right hand he held seven stars, and out of his mouth came a sharp two-edged sword, and his face was like the sun shining in its strength. When I saw him, I fell at his feet like a dead man, and he placed his right hand on me, saying, Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last and the living one. And I was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and I have the keys of death and of Hades. Therefore write the things which you have seen, and the things which are, and the things which will take place after these things.
我们再请翻开启示录第19章, 我们读第7到第9节。
We're going to turn to Revelation chapter 19, verse 7 through 8, I'm sorry, 9.
我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，新妇也为自己预备好了，就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣。这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。天使吩咐我说：“你要写上凡被邀请赴羔羊之婚宴的有福了。”又对我说：“这是真，这是神真实的话。” 我就俯伏在他脚，对不起，这是神真实的话。
Revelation chapter 19, verse 7. Let us rejoice and be glad, and give the glory to him. For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. It was given to her to clothe herself in fine linen, bright and clean, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. Then he said to me, Write, Blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, These are the true words of God.
我们再看第21章,启示录第21章,第1到第3节。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 21, verse 1 through 3.
我又看见一个新天新地,因为先前的天地已经过去了,海也不再有了。 我又看见圣城，新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。我听见有大声音从宝座出来说：“看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。”
Revelation chapter 21, verse 1. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth passed away. There is no longer any sea. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, made ready as a bride adorned herself for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne, saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is among men, and he will dwell among them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be among them.
我们再看启示录第22章3到5节。
Let's turn to Revelation 22, from verse 3.
以后再没有咒诅，在城里有神和羔羊的宝座。 他的仆人都要侍奉他，也要见他的面。他的名字必写在他们的额上，不再有黑夜，他们也不用灯光、日光，因为神要光照他们，他们要做王，直到永永远远。
Revelation chapter 22, verse 3. There will no longer be any curse, and the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it. And his bondservants will serve him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. And there will no longer be any night, and they will not have need of the light of a lamp, nor the light of the sun, because the Lord God will illuminate them, and they will reign forever and ever.
我们再请翻开以弗所书第一章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章，我们先读第10节。
Let's read verse 10.
我们从第9节、第10节读2节好了。
We're going to read Ephesians chapter 1, verse 9 and 10, two verses.
都是照他自己所预备的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘，要照所安排的，在日期满足的之后，使天上。
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 9. He made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his kind intention, which he purposed in him, with a view to an administration suitable to the fullness of the times, that is, the summing up of all things in Christ, things in the heavens and the things on the earth.
我们再看第1章23节。
And we're going to read chapter 1, verse 23.
教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
The church is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
我们最后再看以弗所书第5章第26节。
And lastly, let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26.
要用水借着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁，可以献给自己做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁，没有瑕疵的。
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26-27. So that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, that he might present to himself the church in all her glory, having no spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she would be holy and blameless.
我们请弟兄姊妹低头，我们再有一点祷告，一同来仰望我们的主。
My sister, let's bow our head before the Lord and look to him.
主，我们感谢你的恩典。Lord,
we thank you for your grace.
在你七日第一日复活的早晨，我们能够奉耶稣基督的名来聚集。On
this resurrection day, the first day of the week, we can gather before you.
我们这一班蒙恩得救赎的儿女，是在满心充满了感谢，我们要来把敬拜归给你。Those
of us who are redeemed, we are full of thanksgiving. We want to give you thanks.
一切都是你在十字架上面劳苦的功效。
These are all the result of your suffering on the cross.
叫我们能够从黑暗的权势底下被拯救，带进爱子光明的国度里面。
So that we could be delivered from the darkness to the light of the kingdom of your Son.
我们今天早晨一同聚在你的跟前。
As we gather this morning before you,
我们求主实在来向我们施恩。
We pray that the Lord will bless us.
我们已经读了你的话。
We have read your word.
我们求圣灵来到我们中间。
We ask the Holy Spirit come upon us.
将你的话点活。
And to make your words live again.
在我们的心中说话。
And speak in our hearts.
凡有耳的，让我们都能够听见。
So that he who has ears will hear.
我们把这一点时间恭敬仰望你。
So we look to you for this following hour.
我们也求主来刚强为你出口的弟兄。
And we ask you to strengthen the brother who speaks.
你实在纪念他的软弱。
We ask you to remember his weakness.
我们也把为你翻译的弟兄也带到你面前。
We also bring the brother who interprets.
叫我们不管讲的，不管翻译的，也把众弟兄姊妹在你面前，我们一同听你的话。
No matter through one who speaks or one who interprets, we all can hear your word.
我们一同等候在你跟前。
We all wait before you.
愿你的圣灵在我们中间运行。
May the Holy Spirit move among us.
来开通我们的耳朵。
Open our ears.
叫你的旨意在你的儿女中间能够得到成就。
So that you can fulfill your will among us.
好叫教会能够在地上早日催促主你的再来。
So that the church on earth can hasten the coming of the Lord.
我们把一切感谢敬拜归给你。
We'll bring all the glory and worship to you.
这样祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray and give thanks. Amen.
Amen. 弟兄姊妹，我们在过去的半年多的时间，在教会中文的查经里面，我们有机会能够一同读启示录。
For past half year that we come together in a Chinese Bible study,group, so we had a chance to read through the Revelation.
那启示录这一卷书呢，乃是神借着约翰，使徒约翰呢，把它记载下来。
Through the Apostle John, God recorded this Revelation for us.
当约翰在第一世纪快结束的时候，大概在主后94年左右。
Almost at the end of the first century, around 94 AD.
约翰呢被放逐到拔摩的海岛。
John was exiled to the Patmos.
拔摩的海岛乃是在小亚细亚啊这个大陆的一个外海的小岛里面。
Island Patmos is located in the Asia Minor, in the middle of a Mediterranean Sea.
主在一个主日的早晨，在启示的光中来对约翰有所启示。
On the Lord's Day, the Lord revealed himself to John.
主要约翰把他所看见的事，把现在的事，把将来必要成就的事告诉约翰。
So Lord spoke to John.About the things that he has seen, and about the things which are, and about the things which will take place.
这一本书实在是关乎到将来神所要成就的事情极重要的一卷书。
This is a very important book that speaks of what God will accomplish in the future.
如果没有约翰写这一本启示录，我们对于主将来所要成全的永远旨意，我们不晓得是如何来完成。
If God had not written this book through John, then we would not have known the what God will fulfill, how God will fulfill His eternal purpose.
什么是神永远的旨意呢？
What is the eternal purpose of God?
神永远的旨意，简单的说，就是神在永远过去的永远之前内，他。的心中就已经定规了一个旨意。
Simply put, that in the eternal past, God has already set in His heart a will.
这个旨意他要在时间中来完成。
And this purpose and this will be accomplished, in times.
很多的时候我们从一个罪人能够蒙恩进入神的家中。
We who were sinners, we received grace and entered the household of God.
我们就满足了。
Most of us felt that we were satisfied.
我能够不下地狱。
As long as I will not go to the hell,
我死后还可以进天堂。
After my death, I'll enter the heavens.
并且神今天凡事都眷顾我。
And every day in the daily life that God takes care of me.
好像救恩一切的目的都是为着我。
And it seems like the purpose of salvation is all for me.
但是我们去读圣经的时候，
But if we read the Bible,
我们看见神有一个更高的旨意。
We see that God has a higher purpose.
这一个旨意他必须要去完成。
And God has to fulfill this will.
而人的拯救是在这旨意的其中一部分。
And salvation for man is part of this eternal purpose.
这个旨意是极重要的一部分。
And this will is very important.
但是它不是这个旨意的中心。
But this is not the center of this eternal purpose.
但愿今天早晨主能够带领我们，让我们的眼目转到主他自己的身上。
So this morning we pray that God will have mercy on us so our eyes can be turned to the Lord himself.
那约翰在启示的光中，他第一个首先看见，现在看见的事是什么呢？
So the John, what did he see when he was under the revelation?
这个第一个乃是看见人子的异象。
The thing that he first saw was the revelation of the Lord himself.
当我们的主第一次来到地上的时候，
When Jesus came to the earth first time,
他是一个卑微的人子。
He was a humbled son of man.
他出生在马槽。
He was born in a manger.
生长在一个木匠的家里。
He grew up in the house of carpenter.
他在一个混乱邪恶的世代中长大。
He grew up in a very chaotic period of history.
他是何等的谦卑柔和。
He was so humbled and he was so gentle.
最后他默默无声被牵到宰杀之地，如羊被牵在那个剪羊毛人的手下。
He was led silently to the slaughterhouse and like a sheep silent before the shear.
主他第一次来乃是为了拯救我们这一班罪人。
So first time he came in order to save us sinners.
当主复活升天之后，
But after his resurrection and ascension to heaven,
约翰在异象中看见我们的主乃是这一位得荣耀的主。
In the revelation, John saw this Lord is the one who gained the glory.
他得到尊贵荣耀和权柄。
He have won the glory and honor.
并且他如今在天上成为一位大祭司。
And today in heaven, he became a high priest for us.
他不仅为圣徒们来代求，
Not only he intercedes for us, saints,
并且他在天上呢，他在审判他的教会。
And in heavens, he also judges his churches.
他眼目如火焰。
And his eyes are like the flame of fire.
脚上像光明的铜。
And his feet were like a burnished bronze.
他在教会中间行走。
And he walked among his churches.
他要叫教会早日能够成熟。
So he, in expectation of that church can be mature.
能够预备迎接他第二次的回来。
So that churches, can be made ready to receive his second coming.
这是约翰在启示中所看见人子的一个意象。
So in Revelation, John saw the revelation of the Lord himself.
并且主要约翰把现在的事记载下来。
Also, Lord, commanded John to write down the things that are.
现在的事 乃是在启示录第二章跟第三章。
The things that are, all the things that we quoted in the chapter 2 and chapter 3.
乃是神的儿子写信给教会七个使者。
That is that the Lord wrote this letter to the seven churches, the angels of seven churches.
这七个教会也可以说是一个预表。
These seven churches are the type.
预表到从五旬节圣灵从天上降临，在地上建立起教会，也就是基督的身体，一直到主第二次回来，在全地所有的教会。
This is a type of the churches found at Pentecost, that when church was first formed, until the second coming of the Lord, all church era.
什么是教会呢？
What is the church?
教会乃是蒙召分别出来的一般人。
Churches are the people who are called and who receive grace.
教会乃是一个属天的团体。
So churches are the heavenly groups.
虽然我们都活在地上，
Though we live on earth,
但是教会是与世界有分别。
But the churches are separated from the world.
我们在地上主要一个目的。
There's a purpose while we live on earth.
乃是见证这一位人肉眼所看不见的主。
That is to testify for the Lord who cannot be seen by our naked eyes.
叫耶稣基督的救恩也能够临到万民。
So that the salvation of the Lord can come to the, all the peoples on the earth.
但是我们去读启示录七封书信的时候，
But as we read the seven letters to the seven churches,
这七封的书信，
In these seven letters,
我们看见主都在那里呼召得胜者。
We see that Lord, is calling for the overcomers.
在七个教会里面，只有两个教会没有主的责备。
Among the seven churches, only two of them, didn't receive the rebuke from the Lord.
只有一个教会得到主的称赞。
And only one of them received the praise from the Lord.
教会已经在第一世纪末了的时候偏离神当初所选召教会的目的。
So, in the first century, churches are already gone astray. They gone astray from the purpose of the Lord.
我们可以读保罗的书信，保罗写给提摩太后书的书信里头，我们看见在第一世纪大概主后65年，教会已经成为一个大户人家。
In Paul's letter to 2 Timothy, we can see that church at that time, around 65 AD, church already become a large house.
在大户人家里面，有金器、银器，也有木器、瓦器。
In a large house, there are vessels of wood and earthenware.
有作为贵重的器皿，也有作为卑贱的器皿。
Vessels for honor and vessels for honor.
不再像教会在五旬节降临的时候。
It's not like the church that when during Pentecost when the Holy Spirit came down.
在圣灵降下的时候，教会在地上充满了活力。
At that time, churches were full of life.
并且充满了耶稣基督的见证。
And they are full of the testimony of the Lord Jesus.
但是到了主后第65年的时候，已经成了大户人家。
But in 65 AD, church has become a large house.
但是到了主后第94、95年的时候，
But in 94 AD,
整个教会的光景已经落在神心意中那个水平线以下。
Church's level is already below the level that the Lord Jesus has set for the churches.
所以主在启示的光中要约翰写信给亚细亚的七个教会。
So Lord asked John to write these letters to seven churches in Asia.
警戒他们。
To warn them.
并且在其中呼召得胜者。
And Among them, he's calling for overcomers.
凡有耳的就应当听。
He who has ears should listen.
对于得胜者的呼召乃是向教会全体的呼召。
So the calling for the overcomer is a calling for all the churches.
但是对得胜者的拣选啊乃是个别的。
But the choice of the overcomer is individual.
乃是凡听见愿意答应这个呼召的人他们都能够进入啊这个得胜的里面。
So only those who has ear and he can hear the Lord's calling and he respond to the Lord's calling, only he can be chosen.
那接下来将来必成的事。
And what is the things that will take place in the future?
将来必成的事在启示录第四章一直到二十二章。
That is the recorded from Revelation chapter 4 all the way through to Revelation chapter 2.
在神启示将来必要完成的事之前他先让约翰再一次看到两个异象。
Before God revealed to him what was to take place in the future, he showed two revelations to John.
第一个异象乃是神宝座的异象。
The first revelation is the revelation of God's throne.
神在宇宙中掌权。
God reigns in this universe.
神是宇宙独一的真神。
Lord is the only true living God.
他是创造万物的主宰。
He is creator of all things.
他配得一切荣耀跟敬拜。
He is worthy of all the honors and worship.
第二个意象。
The second revelation.
乃是羔羊得胜宝座的意象。
It is the lamb that conquered and that is seated in the throne.
羔羊乃是犹大的枝子大卫的根。
The lamb is actually is called the lion of the tribe of Judah.
羔羊今天坐在宝座上。
Today, the lamb sits in the throne.
他配得展开那书卷。
He is worthy to open that scroll.
这一个书卷乃是神永远旨意的完成。
So this scroll tells us about the eternal purpose of God and how God will fulfill it.
借着这两个意象，神告诉约翰。
Through these two revelations, God tells John,
神要完成他永远的旨意，必定要成就。
So God will definitely fulfill his eternal purpose.
神的宝座安定在天。
Because God's throne is established in heavens.
他所要做的，没有人能够抵挡。
No one can stop what God wants to do.
神必要完成。
God will fulfill.
所以接下来就让我们啊，从启示录第六章一直到第十九章呢，我们就看见啊，历史中所发生许多的事情。
And from chapter 6, we can see that many things happen in history.
在这一段啊记载里面，最主要乃是讲到但以理书末了的最后七年。
And through these chapters from chapter 6, mainly it recorded what happens through the Daniel's book of Daniel.
最重要的乃是最末了的三年半。
The last 7 years, especially the last half of the 7 years.
在最后了的三年半乃是记载到关乎犹太人基督徒并且世界一切所要发生的事情。
So in that 3.5 years, mainly that the Bible tells us about what will happen to the Jews and to Christians and to the world.
我们知道在那个时候在圣地会有啊有一个极大的啊迫害与征战。
We know during that period that it will be great destruction in the land of in the Holy Land.
敌基督的啊要出现假先知要出现来迷惑人。
And the false Christ will appear and to deceive all nations.
啊战争饥荒瘟疫地震等等这个啊事情都要在地上极严重的发生。
There will be great earthquake, wars and pestilence and those things will happen on earth.
并且我们读到启示录，那时候圣徒要被提。
And we read from the revelation that the saints will be raptured.
我们也看见得胜者要先被提。
And we also see that overcomers will be the first be raptured.
天上充满了得胜者赞美神的声音。
And in heavens, it is full of the sounds of praises.
最后，主耶稣要从天而降，来到地上。
So in the end, the Lord Jesus will come down from heaven to the earth.
那主耶稣降临之前，第二次降临之前，有主要几件事情要发生。
Before Lord's second coming, there are some significant events will happen.
乃至刚刚我们所读到的启示录第十九章。主要迎娶他的心腹。
That is what we read in chapter 19, that Lord will marry the, his bride.
心腹已经蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣。
The bride has received grace to be clothed with the fine linen.
主并且邀请得胜者来赴他这个
And the Lord has called the overcomers to join, to partake, to take part in this marriage supper.
这是极荣耀的一个宴席。
This is a very glorious supper.
主也要带着得胜者来到地上。
And God will bring these overcomers on earth.
他要与敌基督跟假先知并且他们的跟从者在地上有一次极大的征战。
So there will be a great war between, the Satan and his followers, with the Lord and his saints.
主要得胜。
The Lord will overcome.
并且把敌基督假先知活活的丢到火湖里面去。
And he will throw Satan and the false prophets in the lake of fire.
并且主要在地上建立起他的国度。
And the Lord will establish his kingdom on earth.
这个国度就是我们现在读马太福音，主乃是那国度的王。
And this kingdom is exactly the one that we read in Matthew that the Lord is the king of that kingdom.
这个国度的王有一天这个国度要在地上完全的显现。
So, Matthew tells us, the Lord Jesus as the king of that kingdom, and that kingdom will fulfill on earth.
并且得胜者要与主一同作王一千年。
And overcomers will reign with the Lord for 1,000 years on earth.
这个时候，在一千年里面，所有神对着以色列人在旧约里面一切的应许也要在国度里面完全的成就。
So during these 1,000 years, all the promise God made to the Jews will be fulfilled.
我们是在盼望那个国度的来临。
So we eagerly hope for the coming of that kingdom.
过完一千年之后
，After that 1,000 years,
就要引进新天新地。
God will introduce the new heavens and new earth.
但是在国度开始之前
，But right at the beginning of that kingdom.
主的仇敌就是魔鬼。
So Lord's enemy, that is that the devil.
他要被关在无底坑里面一千年。
He will be locked up in the abyss for 1,000 years.
到了一千年国度结束的时候，他要暂时被放出来。
At the end of this 1,000 years, at the end of the kingdom era, he will be released.
他要重新迷惑世上的万民。
Again, he will deceive all the nations.
最后，神从天上降下火来，把他烧灭。
And in the end, the Lord will conquer him through the fire from heaven.
把他丢到火湖里面。
And he will be thrown into the lake of fire.
那在新天新地开始之前
，So before this new heaven, new earth starts,
将有。一个白色大宝座的审判。
There will be a judgment of a great white throne.
这一个审判乃是对着世上万民一切的审判。
This is judgment for all the people in the earth.
凡名字不记在生命册上的。
Those whose names are not recorded in the book of life,
就与新天新地没有份。
Do not enter new heavens and new earth.
要被丢到火湖里面去。
You'll be thrown into lake of fire.
这是神所定规的旨意。
This is what God destined to do.
当新天新地来的时候
，When new heavens and new earth comes,
一切都更新了。
Everything will become new.
不再有眼泪，不再有悲哀。
There'll be no longer any tears, any sorrow.
神要做他们的神。
God will be their God.
我们要做神的百姓。
We'll become His people.
我们要侍奉神直到永远。
We'll serve the Lord for eternity.
这是极大的一个恩典。
This is a great grace.
我们也要与基督一同作王。
And we'll reign with the Lord.
来管理这个宇宙。
We will reign with Him to manage the whole universe.
这是一个极大的荣耀。
This is a great glory.
所以在彼得后书告诉我们，我们乃是一个君尊的祭司。
So in 2 Peter, he tells us that we are the royal priests.
祭司一方面来侍奉神。
On one hand, priests serve God.
并且把人带到神面前。
And also, they bring people before God.
并且我们有君王的身份。
And we have this royal status.
神把这样一个荣耀的恩典赐给我们这一般不配的人。
So God gives this grace to unworthy people like us.
我想很简单的把整个启示录神所要启示完成的工作跟弟兄姊妹稍微分享一下。
So very briefly, we just summarize what Revelation what God wants to tell us through the book of Revelation.
这是神必要成就的旨意。
Because God will fulfill His purpose.
启示录对神旨意的启示乃是让我们看见在时间上如何的安排。
So we see that from Revelation that how God arranged all these things to happen in times.
我们去读到以弗所书的时候，我们就看见神旨意的内容是什么。
When we read the Ephesians, then we'll find out what are the contents of God's eternal purpose.
在以弗所书那里，让我们看见神心中那一个旨意。
In Ephesians, Book of Ephesians, we can see that what is the God's purpose.
神心中那一个旨意呢，乃是在创世以前就已经预备好的。
So he tells us that the eternal purpose is what God has prepared before the foundation of the world.
在保罗写这个书信之前，这一个旨意似乎是隐藏的。
Before Paul wrote this book of Ephesians, this eternal purpose seems to be hidden from man.
所以在圣经里头告诉我们在神的心中有一个奥秘。
So the Bible tells us that there is a mystery in God's heart.
这个奥秘就是让我们看见神要照所安排的在日期满足的时候使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
That is that through the administration for the fullness of times, to sum up all things in Christ, things in heavens and things on earth.
我们去读哥罗西书的时候，我们就知道万有都是在基督里，是靠着他，是借着他，也是为着他而造的。
We know that as we read the Colossians, that all things were created for him and by him and through him.
他是在万有之先。
He's a firstborn before all creation.
万有是靠他而立。
And all things consist in him.
他是教会全体之首。
He's the head of the church.
他是原始。
He is the first.
他从死里首先复活。
He is the firstborn from the dead.
并且要在 凡事上居首位。
And he'll take the first place in all things.
这是神在他儿子耶稣基督里面神的那一个奥秘。
This is the mystery that God has for his son.
神必定要成就这件事。
God will accomplish this will.
这是神的奥秘。
This is God's mystery.
并且我们从圣经里面也看见在基督里面也有一个奥秘。
We also see that Christ also has a mystery.
基督的奥秘就是教会。
The mystery of Christ is the church.
在我们刚刚所读的以弗所书里面
From the book of Ephesians we just read,
基督要得到一个身体。
Christ will gain a body.
并且基督要叫那一个身体成为他丰满的发表。
And this body will be the testimony of the fullness of him.
其实这个奥秘在创世纪第二章的时候神已经向我们显明。
This mystery actually, was recorded in the Genesis chapter 2.
在亚当和夏娃的身上神就把这个奥秘显明出来。
Through the Adam and Eve, God revealed this mystery to us.
到时候满足的时候
When time is fulfilled,
基督成为人的样式。
Christ became man.
来到地上。
He came to earth.
他来成就救赎的工作。
He accomplished the salvation.
他拯救了人。
He saved the people.
在地上建立教会。
And he established churches on earth.
要成为他荣耀的发表。
So they can become the glorious representation of himself.
当基督与教会在地上满足神的心意完成的时候
As the churches on earth fulfill God's purpose,
神的旨意就要完成。
And God's will be accomplished.
我们从基督的身上我们看见主已经完成他的那一部分。
We see that in the Lord has accomplished his part.
我们从腓立比书第二章
From the chapter 2 Philippians,
我们看见主他本有神的形象。
We see that the Lord exists in the form of God.
他却不以神同等为抢夺。
But he did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped.
他反而虚己。
But he emptied himself.
成了奴仆的形象。
He took the form of a slave.
并且他卑微他自己。
And he humbled himself.
成为人的样子。
To become like a man.
并且以至于死。
And he became obedient to the point of death.
他被钉在十字架上面。
And the death on the cross, and he was crucified on the cross.
他神就赐给他啊，神将他升高。
So God highly exalted him,
并且赐给他一个超乎万民之上的名。
And God has bestowed on him a name that is above every name.
这一个名啊，天下人间没有赐下别的名可以靠着得救。
So There's none other name under heaven among men whereby we can be saved except Lord Jesus.
只有靠着耶稣基督的名人才能够得拯救。
Only through the name of Jesus can a man be saved.
并且在书信里面许多地方告诉我们神啊已经立主为基督。
So in many places in the epistles, We are told that God has already established Lord as the Lord and Christ.
神让他儿子坐在他宝座的右边。
God has seated the Lord Jesus at the right hand of his throne.
等候他的仇敌成为他的脚凳。
Waiting for God to make his enemy bow down at his feet.
主今天坐在宝座的右边。
Right now, Lord is seated at the right hand side of God.
乃至表明他的工作已经完成。
That is that he already accomplished his work.
那主在等候他的心腹预备好。
So Lord is waiting for his bride to be ready.
那我们知道 教会在地上。
We know the church is out on earth.
当五旬节开始的时候，教会就在地上开始。
When the Pentecost started, the church started on earth.
三而一的神一直在教会，在神的儿女身上工作。
Triune God has been working in and among His children.
主耶稣在天上不断地为我们的代求。
And Lord Jesus in heaven constantly intercedes for us.
父神在那里不断地建造那一座有根基的城。
And Father God constantly builds that city with the foundation.
圣灵用各样的环境来预备我们。
And Holy Spirit through all circumstances prepare us.
圣经告诉我们万事互相效力叫爱神的人得益处。
Bible tells us that all things work together for the good for those who love Him.
就是按他旨意被召的人。
That is those who are called according to His purpose.
他所预先知道的人就预先定下效法他儿子的模样。
Those of whom He foreknew, He predestined us to be conformed to the image of His Son.
他所知道的人就召他们来。
Those He foreknew, whom He called.
他召来的人就称他们为义。
Those whom He called, He justified.
他所称为义的人要叫他们得荣耀。
Those whom He justified, He will glorify them.
神不断地在那里工作。
So God has been working constantly.
但是当我们回到启示录第二章、第三章的时候，
But as we turn to the Revelation chapter 2 and chapter 3,
我们看见教会离神的心意不但没有靠近，反而越来越偏离。
We see that the churches were not closer to God's will, but instead it went further away from God's will.
仇敌并不放过这个。
Because our enemy did not give up on us.
仇敌知道当教会预备好的时候，
Because the enemy know that when the churches are ready,
就是他结局来到的时候，
That is the end of his time.
就这历史的安排，
According to arrangement of history,
从新天新地回到我们刚刚所提的千年国度一千年的时间，
From the new heaven, new earth, going back to the thousand years of kingdom.
这是神已经定规好的。
This is a step by God.
从教会心腹预备好到这个回到这个五旬节圣灵降下，神并没有定规时间。
So going backward again, from the church, the bride is made ready, back to the Pentecost time when church is born, God did not set any set time.
神乃是在那里等候。
God has been waiting there.
在那里预备。
God has been preparing.
一直到有一天教会已经装扮整齐。
Until one day, the church is made ready.
那这是不是一个遥遥无期的日子呢？
Does that mean that the end will be further away?
圣经给我们看见，在圣经中好像有两个地方让我们知道这个教会预备好的时候。
But in two places in the Bible, it tells us when the church will be ready.
第一个乃是在罗马书第十一章那里讲到，外邦人得救的人数满足的时候，以色列全家就要得救。
In Romans chapter 11, it tells us that until the fullness of Gentiles, then Israel's whole household will be saved.
以色列全家得救，在撒加利亚书预言内，乃是主第二次再来的时候。
And in Zechariah.He prophesied that is when Jesus comes again.
所以那一句话也可以应验在新约教会得救的人数满足的时候，主要回来。
So This prophecy can be fulfilled when the church has accomplished the mission to fill up the numbers of those saved.
第二个应验呢, 乃是心腹必须要装备整齐。
Second place, we're told that the bride has been made ready.
因为教会主要中心的目的乃是彰显基督在宇宙中的荣耀。
Because church, the main purpose of the church is to testify, to manifest the glory of the Lord in this universe.
第一个应验乃是关乎到量的问题。
So, first fulfillment is about the quantity.
基督是无限的丰富。
The Lord, the glory is limitless.
这个量也必须是极其的广大。
So we know the quantity is huge.
在 另外一方面乃是质的表现。
The another side is the quality.
基督是无限的尊贵跟荣耀。
The Lord is so glorious and so honorable.
所以心腹的性质也必须是尊贵跟荣耀。
So the bride has to be also glory.
那如何来完成呢?
So how do we accomplish that?
在第一世纪末了的时候,
At the end of the first century,
教会已经走下坡了。
Church already were on the downhill.
过了2000年之后的今天,
2000 years later today,
仇敌在教会中不晓得做很多破坏的工作。
The enemy has done great damage to the churches.
仇敌, 撒旦, 世界, 肉体, 这些叫 教会没有办法成为预备好的心腹。
Through Satan, our flesh and the world, churches were prevented from being fulfilling its role.
所以主在启示录第二章、第三章，他就开始呼召得胜者。
So in Revelation chapter 2 and 3, we see that Lord started to call for overcomers.
得胜者的原则乃是神完成他旨意的一个原则。
We see the principle of for the overcomers is exactly the same principle that God works.
我们如果从旧约的历史里面，我们就看见神一直用得胜者这个原则在历史中工作。
So in the Old Testament, we can see that how that principle of overcomers was played by God.
当 神把以色列人从埃及地拯救出来的时候,
After Lord saved Israel out of the land of Egypt,
他带领他们进入迦南美地,
He led them into the land of Canaan.
过了不久, 以色列人就从神的心意中完全的偏离去拜了偶像。
But soon after, Israel went astray from God's will. They went worshipping idols.
不去敬拜这一位拯救他们独一的全能的神。
They failed to worship this Almighty God.
主就在这个时候保守了一般的余民。
So Lord had preserved for himself remnant among Israel.
这一般的余民继续在迦南地，在被掳的地方，甚至被掳归回，一直为主的见证。
So those remnants, while they're in the land of Canaan, when they're in exile, when they're back from exile, they're there to testify God's purpose and glory.
我们来看几处的圣经。
Let's turn to a few passages in the Bible.
我们先看列王记上第19章。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 9.
弟兄姊妹都知道，在旧约里面，以色列国有一个很恶的王，叫做亚哈。
To our sister, we all know that in Israel there was a very wicked king called Ahab.
他的妻子是耶洗别。His
wife is called Jezebel.
他 养了 400 位巴利的先知，
and he she raised this 400 priests of Baal.
去引诱以色列人去拜假神.
They tempted Israel to worship false God.
神用以色列的一位先知就是以利亚.
God used one of his prophets, Elijah.
借着火把这400位巴利的先知完全烧灭了.
Through fire, he destroyed all 400 prophets, priests of Baal.
过了不久, 这个耶洗别要来追杀以利亚.
Soon after, Israel went to kill Elijah.
以利亚就逃跑.
So Elijah fled.
在第19章14节那里,
in chapter 19, verse 14,
以利亚对耶和华神说,
Elijah said to God,
他说我为耶和华万军之神大发热心,因为以色列人背弃了你的约会坏,你的坛用刀杀了你的先知,只剩下我一个人,他们还要寻索我的命.
Then he said, I have been very zealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the sons of Israel have forsaken your covenant, torn down your altars, and killed your prophets with sword, and I alone am left, and they seek my life to take it away.
接下来神就回答他,安慰他,
and then Lord comforted him.
然后到了第18节,
in verse 18,
但我在以色列中为自己留下7000人,未曾向巴利屈膝,未曾与巴利亲嘴。
The Lord said that yet I will leave 7,000 in Israel, all the knees that have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth that has not kissed him.
那保罗在罗马书第11章的时候就告诉我们,
so Paul told us in Romans 11,
这是神的恩典所留下的余数.
So these are the remnants through the grace of God.
就这以色列人当时来说, 大概有一两百万人.
At that time, Israel had a population of 1 to 2 million.
但是神留下7000人没有向巴利屈膝亲嘴的.
But God preserved 7,000 who never kissed Baal.
这是神的恩典.
This is through God's grace.
这是得胜者神所留下的余民.
So this is we can see the principle of overcomer that God has preserved 7,000 remnant.
当以色列人在最黑暗的时候,
so in the darkest moments of history of Israel,
神保守这一班 余民成为他的见证.
So God kept this remnant to be his testimony.
也许没有人认识,
maybe nobody knew them.
甚至先知以利亚也不认识他们.
Even Elijah didn't know them.
但是主知道.
But the Lord knew them.
我们感谢主.
We thank the Lord.
然后接下来我们看见当以色列人实在是进入一个荒凉的时候, 神 让他们要被掳之前,
and then we can see again that when Israel were in the spiritual wilderness before their exile,
神的大日审判雅各家的苦难临到的时候,
when the trouble of Jacob's house came upon them,
神保守了犹大跟以色列许多的余民.
God kept for himself the remnant from the house of Israel and Judah.
许多余民的故事都记载在以赛亚书里面.
So many stories about remnant actually are recorded in the book of Isaiah.
我们看神如何对犹大这个南国所做的预言.
Let's see some prophecies God made to the southern kingdom, Judah.
在第四章, 以赛亚书第四章,
in Isaiah chapter 4,
他说主在第三节第四节, 主以公义的灵和焚烧的灵将锡安的女子污秽洗去, 又将耶路撒冷中杀人的血除尽, 那时剩在锡安留在耶路撒冷, 就是一切住在 耶路撒冷在生命册上记名的必称为圣。
In verse 3 and 4, it will come about that he who is left in Zion and remains in Jerusalem will be called holy, everyone who is recorded for life in Jerusalem, when the Lord has washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion and purged the bloodshed of Jerusalem from her midst, by the spirit of judgment and the spirit of burning.
神允许仇敌亚述跟巴比伦来把北国跟南国的百姓都掳走。
God allowed Assyrians and Babylonians to come and destroy these two kingdoms and put his people in exile.
但是有一班渔民留在耶路撒冷，留在西安。
But there are remnants left in Zion and in Jerusalem.
神要特别的保守他们。
God will keep them specially.
他们要在那里仍然维持神的见证。
So they maintain God's testimony there.
我们再看以赛亚书第十章。
Let's turn to chapter 10.
这是对着北国以色列所说的。
It is speaking to the northern kingdom.
我们读20-23节。
We'll read from chapter 20 through chapter 23.
到那日，以色列所剩下的和雅各家所逃脱的，不再倚靠那击打他们的，却要诚实倚靠耶和华。以色列的圣者所剩下的，就是雅各家所剩下的，必归回全能的神。以色列啊，你的百姓虽多如海沙，唯有剩下的归回。原来灭绝的事已定，必有公义施行，如水仗义。因为主万军之耶和华在全地之中必成就所定规的结局。
Isaiah chapter 10 verse 20. Now in that day the remnant of Israel and those of the house of Jacob who have escaped will never again rely on the one who struck them, but will rely, truly rely on the Lord, the Holy One of Israel. A remnant will return, the remnant of Jacob, to the mighty God. For though your people, O Israel, may be like the sand of the sea, only a remnant within them will return. As destruction is determined, overflowing with righteousness, for a complete destruction, one that is decreed, the Lord God of hosts will execute in the midst of the whole land.
神不允许他的百姓在他的应许之地羞辱他的名。
God will not allow his people in the promised land to despise his name.
成为拜偶像的族类。
So they become a people who worship idols.
神必定要炼净他们。
God will refine them.
神允许他们被毁。
God allowed destruction to come upon them.
被掳。
And they will be exiled.
但是神允许有一班渔民要被带回。
But God promised a remnant will return.
就是有一班为着神的见证愿意跟随主的。
These are the ones who, for the sake of the God's testimony, they're willing to return.
那我们再看被掳归回之后这班渔民。
Let's see that those people who return from the exiles.
我们看以斯拉记。
Let's turn to Israel.
以斯拉记跟尼希米记呢，在圣经里面乃是记载到归回的渔民，他们重新回到耶路撒冷。
So Israel is about the book that Israel is about the people who return from exile.
在以斯拉记第一章里面就记载到神的心意。
In chapter 1 in Israel, it talks about the word of God and what is in his heart.
波斯王古列元年，耶和华要应验借先知耶利米口中的话，就激动波斯王古列的心，使他下诏通告全国说， 波斯王古列如此说，天耶和华天上的神已将天下万国赐给我，又嘱咐我在犹大的耶路撒冷为他建造殿宇，在你们中间凡做他子民可以上犹大的耶路撒冷，在耶路撒冷重建耶和华以色列神的殿，只有他是神，愿神与这人同在。
Now in the first year of Cyrus king of Persia, in order to fulfill the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus king of Persia so that he sent the proclamation throughout all his kingdom and also put it in writing, saying, Thus says the Cyrus king of Persia, the Lord, the God of heaven, has given me all the kingdoms of the earth. He has appointed me to build him a house in Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Whoever there is among you of all his people, may his God be with him. Let him go up to Jerusalem, which is in Judah, and rebuild the house of the Lord, and the God of Israel, his God who is in Jerusalem.
这时候以色列人被掳已经满足了70年。
At this time, it's already been 70 years while people of God in exile.
神开始他的工作。
God started his work again.
神在这时候称为天上的神。
At this time, God is called God of heavens.
过去神乃是天上地上的神。
Before that, the Lord is God of the heavens and the earth.
神这时候因着他百姓被掳的缘故，他在地上没有地位。
Because his people were captured and exiled, he has no place on earth. So that's why it's called God of heaven now.
神要重新回到他百姓的中间。
The Lord wants to return to his people again on earth.
这是神心中一个极大的渴慕。
This is a great desire for our God.
神呼召他的百姓。
And God again called his people.
当时在马代波斯国度里面，被掳的以色列人也有一两百万人。
At that time, those are captive, those are in exile, scattered among the kingdom of Persia. Actually, they have about 1 to 2 million Israelites.
但是回来有多少人？
But how many of them returned?
我们看第二章。
Let's turn to chapter 2.
64节。
Verse 64.
反国者的总数，会众共有啊。42,360名，此外还有他们的仆婢7,337名，又有歌唱的男女200名。
64. The whole assembly numbered 42,360, besides their male and female servants, who numbered 7,337, and they had 200 singing men and women.
我跟他加了一下，大概是49,897名。
So I added them up together, it's about
49,897.
So we compare this number less than 50,000 to the 1 or 2 million people. They are very small in number.
我们知道这一班渔民就按着主的恩典，他们把耶路撒冷在极其困苦的时候重建起来。
We know that in very distressful time that this remnant of God came back to Jerusalem and built up God's temple.
最后主又呼召了第二批反国的渔民。
And later God called second time the remnant to return to Jerusalem.
那就是记载在尼希米记，他们回来重建城墙。
That was recorded to the book of Nehemiah. They came back to rebuild the wall of Jerusalem.
叫神的见证重新可以回到地上来。
So that God's testimony can be restored on earth.
神重新可以被称为天上地上的神。
So God can be once again called the God of heavens and the earth.
他乐意与他的子民同住。
Because he loved to live among his people.
并且耶路撒冷城墙的建造乃是表明神的见证重新在地上恢复过来。
So the building up of the wall of Jerusalem means that testimony of the Lord can be established on earth.
这一次的建造在神的心中极其的宝贵。
It is very precious for this time of building up.
在新约圣经里面最末了的三对不起，旧约圣经里面最末了的三位先知
，The last three prophets in Old Testament，
乃是哈该、撒加利亚跟最后的马拉基。
There were Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi。
我们看一下撒加利亚。
Let's turn to Zechariah。
神怎样在这些事上的记载
？See how Lord recorded the history during this time。
我们看一下撒加利亚第四章。
Let's turn to chapter four.
当这一班渔民他们的力量是这样的微薄。
As we see that how weak are those remnants.
在第四章第六节他说他对我说这是耶和华指示所罗巴伯的万军之耶和华说的不是依靠智力不是依靠才能乃是依靠我的灵方能成事。
In chapter 4, verse 6 of the book of Zechariah, it says, Then he said to me, This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord of hosts.
神坚固他们的手,
God strengthened their hands,
坚固他们的心,
strengthened their heart,
要把耶路撒冷在困苦中重新建立起来。
So in a very difficult time, they can rebuild the Jerusalem.
第八节到第十节
Verse 8 through 10
耶和华的话又临到我说所罗巴伯的手立了这殿的根基他的手也必完成这功你就知道万军之耶和华差我到你们这里来了谁藐视这日微小呢这七眼乃是耶和华的眼睛遍察全地见所罗巴伯所拿线砣就欢喜
Also the word of the Lord came to me saying The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house, and his hands will finish it. Then you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. For who has despised the day of small things? But these seven will be glad when they see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel. These are the eyes of the Lord, which range to and fro throughout the earth.
我们去读以斯拉记跟尼希米记的时候我们会有一个很特别的印象
As we read the book of Ezra and book of Nehemiah we'll have this deep impression
不晓得弟兄姊妹有没有特别注意到
I don't know if you notice or not
记载人的名字特别多
It records the name of the people a lot
因为神特别纪念他们
Because the LordRemember those names.
这是极其有福的一件事情。
This is a great blessing from the Lord.
神选召这一班渔民。
God called this remnant.
这一班的得胜者。
Those overcomers.
为着神他荣耀的心意。
For the glorious purpose of the Lord.
虽然这一班人是极其软弱的人。
Even though those remnants are very weak.
但是不是依靠智力，不是依靠才能。
But they are not by might nor by power.
神的灵叫他们得以成事。
But through the Spirit of the Lord, they accomplish all.
那这一件事情到底在神的旨意当中有何等的重要性呢
？So how important is this?
我们最近在读马太福音的第一章。
Recently, we read the first.Chapter of Matthew.
我们读基督的家谱。
And we read the genealogy of Lord Jesus.
基督的家谱有三个十字代。
We know that it is divided in three 14 generations.
第一个十字代乃是亚伯拉罕到大卫王。
First 14 generations started from Abraham all the way up to King David.
第二个十四代乃是从大卫王到巴比伦。
A second division of 14 generations from Solomon and to Babylon.
第三个十四代乃是从巴比伦被掳归回，一直到主耶稣降生。
The third division of 14 generations starting from return from the exile all the way to the birth of Jesus.
第一个十四代我们可以看见乃是神旨意的显明。
Now from the first division of 14 generations, we see the revelation of God's will.
神向亚伯拉罕向大卫显明有一位将来做王直到永远。
God revealed to Abraham, God revealed to David, that's the one who will reign forever.
这是神永远旨意的选民。
So this is a proclamation of God's eternal purpose.
因着这个选民，神在人类中间就开始有了拣选。
Because this revelation, God started to choose his people.
所以一开始他就拣选了亚伯拉罕。
So first he chose Abraham.
甚至到了大卫王也是蒙拣选。
Even all the way down to David, God chose him.
那第二个十四代乃是讲到君王的世代。
Second division of the 14th generation speaks of the era of kings.
这十四代里面每一位做王当然不仅在大卫的子孙里头不仅是十四代而已。
We know that David had more than 14 generations.
但是有一些恶的王圣经没有把他们记载在里头。
But there were kings who were so wicked, so they were omitted from this genealogy.
这十四代的王里头乃是来见证这一位将来的王他的每一方面。
So through this 14 generations of kings,God wants to testify this coming king.
但是这个见证实在不完全。
But this testimony is not complete.
只有大卫王才是合乎神心意的王。
Because only King David is the one who is after the Lord's heart.
从被掳归回之后
and from the deportation to Babylon,
里面有一个名字是我们最熟悉的。
There's one name that we're all familiar with.
除了主耶稣之外
besides the Lord Jesus' name,
就是所罗巴伯。
It is Zerubbabel.
所罗巴伯带领着这一班渔民回到耶路撒冷。
Because Zerubbabel brought these remnants back to Jerusalem.
把圣殿在困苦中重新建立起来。
In a very difficult time, he rebuilt this temple.
有什么目的呢？
For what purpose?
这时候大概在主前五百年左右。
It happened 500 BC.
如果圣殿不重建
，because unless the temple was rebuilt,
这一班渔民他们也不可能回来。
There's no way for this remnant to come back.
参与圣殿的重建。
To be part of this rebuilding of the temple.
那基督。恐怕就没办法降在伯利恒。
And Lord Jesus would not be able to be born to Bethlehem.
当玛利亚生下耶稣的时候，第八日要把他带到圣殿，成为律法之子。
Because after Mary gave birth to Jesus, in 8 days, he need to bring Lord Jesus to the temple to become the sons of law.
让他在那里受割礼。
So that he could be circumcised there.
成为摩西律法底下的以色列人其中之一。
So he will become one of Israel under the Mosaic law.
并且让这些盼望主回来的渔民在圣殿里面能够遇到这一位要来的弥赛亚。
So the remnants who are waiting for the coming of the Lord, they could see the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这一些事情，神在主宰的权柄底下，借着所罗巴伯把他安排的，等待他的儿子回来。
So through God's sovereign ruling that he arranged, he chose Zerubbabel to become part of it.
所以第三个十四代乃是一个等候弥赛亚的十四代。
So the third division of this 14th generation
就着外面
is for is to tell us that they're waiting for the Messiah.
就是外面的光景, 整个以色列国, 犹大家, 以, 啊, 大卫家,
because the house of David already decayed.
但是神仍然保守一般渔民, 等候他的儿子的降生。
But God kept a small remnant to wait for his son's to wait for his son's coming.
这是神如何的在旧约里面预备这一班得胜者。
So this is how God prepared overcomers in the Old Testament.
同样的在新约的时代,
in the same way, in during this New Testament,
神借着圣灵向教会说话。
Through the Holy Spirit, God speak to His church.
神要呼召得胜者。
God will call the overcomers.
得胜者不是为着自己。
Overcomers are not for ourselves.
得胜者乃是第一个为着神的旨意。
First, they are for God's purpose.
他们知道神心中所要完成的工作。
They know what God wants to accomplish.
他们愿意。 来答应神这一个呼召,
so they are willing to answer God's calling.
得胜者也不是只是为着奖赏,
overcomers are not just for the reward from the Lord.
得胜者更是为着基督的再来,
the overcomers are for the second coming of the Lord.
得胜者乃是代表全教会,
they represent the whole church.
他们不是代表自己,
they don't represent themselves.
他们代表教会, 叫心腹能够装扮整齐,
they represent the church to be made ready for the Lord.
好叫主能够重新回来,
so the Lord can come back again.
叫主的心得满足,
so the Lord's heart will be satisfied.
得胜者不是凭着自己,
and they are not by themselves.
得胜者, 乃是靠着主的恩典,
so overcomers are by God's grace.
这一般人, 他们能够靠着主的恩典, 他们能够穿上光明洁白的细麻衣。
By God's grace, they were clothed with the fine linen.
但愿在新的一年起头的时候,
so we pray that in the beginning of this new year,
主借着圣灵向我们所说的话,
Lord, through the Holy Spirit, what he has to say to us.
能够让我们每一位愿意起来答应得胜者的呼召。
May all of us willing to respond to the calling of the overcomers.
当我们有心愿意答应这个呼召的时候,
as we are willing to respond to God's calling,
主他就要带领我们走这条得胜的道路。
The Lord will lead us to the path of the overcomer.
这是一条不容易的道路。
It is a difficult path.
我们从 渔民的身上, 我们就看见这是一条艰难的道路。
Through the remnant in the Old Testament, we can see this is a very difficult path.
但是为着主的荣耀,
but for His glory,
并且我们将来, 啊, 在主面前, 我们要与主一同欢喜快乐。
And one day, for the joy that we're going to enjoy with the Lord,
我们愿意答应这个呼召。
We are willing to answer this calling of the Lord.
我们 低头再有一点祷告。
Let's bow and have a word of prayer.
主，我们把这些话交在你的手中。
Lord, we commit these words back into your hand.
主，愿圣灵在我们的心中动那奇妙的善功。
May the Holy Spirit start this good work in us.
我们知道你回来的日子已经近了。
We know the Lord, the coming, your coming is near.
但愿我们里面 对于主的回来有一个深的爱慕,
May our heart desire your coming.
并且我们愿意答应圣灵向教会所说的话,
May we respond to the Holy Spirit what 给, he has to say to the church.
给我们有一个可听的耳朵,
Give us a ear that can hear.
让我们能够起来答应你的呼召,
So we can rise up and answer the calling.
我们实在感谢你的恩典。
We truly want to thank you for your grace.
我们愿意把一切荣耀、敬拜、感谢、国度、权柄都归给你。
May all the glory, kingdom, and honor be to you.
这样祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray and give thanks.
Amen.
Amen.